This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Not sure you've heard of them. Up-and-coming little restaurant. But they're making it. They're the little engine that could. You know, the moment of bliss when you spot your fries being scooped into the carton and suddenly time slows down. I have that all the time. I love their fries.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
McDonald's fries hit different when they're free. That's another thing I'll tell you. And when they belong to your friends. There's no better feeling than thinking you're out of fries and then you discover extra fries at the bottom of your bag. Or else my son still hasn't finished his fries.
Yeah.
And I'm done with mine. And he used to be weaker than me, so I could just take them.
Yeah.
Now I can't because he's stronger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat McDonald's fries, but we all think our way is the best way. And I like stealing them from someone else. That's my favorite way. Get your favorite McDonald's fries today. McDonald's. Check them out sometime. They're everywhere.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Hello, this is Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend Deep Dive with Dana Carvey. Hey, Dana.
Glad to be here, Conan.
It's a six-part mini-series where I, Conan O'Brien, along with occasional help from my assistant, Sonam Avsesian.
Hi.
And my producer, Matt Gourley.
Hi.
Go deep into the weeds with one of my favorite comedians and friends, Dana Carvey. Enjoy.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
I'm sitting here with Dana Carvey.
Thank you, Conan. Is anyone else doing this right now on the planet?
I don't think there are any other podcasts.
I'm fascinated.
This is the only one.
Hi, listeners. You're probably at Gelson's right now. Remember to get the yogurt. Plain vanilla for the wife with walnuts and sliced oranges. I've gone too personal.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed our, because that's our demo, is the Gelson's yogurt shopper.
Well, I love the idea that people are listening to these things while they're doing other things.
Right. They're like applying ointments right now. Very intimate things are happening while people listen to this stuff.
Oh, yes. With machines that they can hold.
What?
What?
What
are you talking about?
It's whatever they you think that is. I have no idea.
I think
I'm
you
just
do.
Trying to produce verbiage. That's this job requires. I'm an empath. I want everyone in here to be happy.
Oh, that's very nice.
Dana wants everyone to be happy at all times, but also you also want certain people to be unhappy at times. I
yes.
know that about you. You're a devilish imp.
I have a bit of a competitive streak in me.
Do you really?
If someone challenges me in a certain way and their face conflates with my father's face, then I'm never violent. I always had to go with words. I couldn't fight anybody. Look at me. I'm a miniature person.
No, but you.
I'm not really a full man.
You destroy them with your comedy beam that you shoot out of your forehead.
Yes. I remember when I did meet Seinfeld at the Comedian's Cars, first thing he said was, look at you, you're a toy person.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's not like he's a giant either.
Jerry, I thought that was funny. He goes, yeah. The comedians are the most secure people in the world. Because we've had so much feedback in life that anyone can say anything about me. I mean, look at me. I don't have a chin. I don't even have a face. Why do you think I wear these? I don't really need them. This is infrastructure. I'm losing volume in my face. The scruff and this is just to create. Otherwise, I'm the invisible man. My eyebrows are going. I mean, And I do a few little things. I'm not going to have a white goatee when Ringo's encased in a chocolate head of beautiful brown beard and hair. All my heroes are dipping and foiling, and they are definitely.
You're not going to go that way. It would be really funny if you have the listener can't see this right now,
right.
But you have a gray with
little specks. You do
little
just
specks.
A little bit.
You have you have a gray goatee,
with
and it would be really
specks.
Funny if you went jet black on the goatee, but kept your hair that sort of
right.
sandy blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I reside inside, so this is, I didn't ask for these little hands and this little chinless face. Right. I'm just a member of the human race. You know, don't compare. Don't despair. You reside inside. We all do.
What is this?
I can't hide.
What is this song?
I don't know. It's a beat poet thing. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
It's a song my brother wrote.
Oh.
Yeah. I reside inside. Look at these feet. These funny little feet. I didn't ask for these feet. I was given these feet because I reside inside.
Your brother wrote that?
Oh, yeah. He wrote 200 songs. Wow. Scott Carvey. Mm-hmm. Was I a little too close? Now Conan is looking at my hair, eyebrows, my glasses.
The reason that you and I are doing these mini podcasts is because I had the time of my life talking to you.
It's a lot of fun.
On the podcast the last time. And one of the things you did, everything you said made me laugh so hard I cried. One of the things you started talking about was you started doing an impression of Johnny Carson getting pulled over after going to have a drink in the 1970s.
Right.
And, you know, Johnny liked his drink occasionally, his cocktails. And he occasionally got pulled over, and it was a different time. But you did an impression of him getting pulled over and talking to the officer about where he had been and what he had been drinking.
Yes.
And it made me cry, and I wanted more.
And that is the brain candy of where he was and what he had.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I think here we go.
You're going to pick one?
Go. No, you do it. You go.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, officer. I had a strawberry boom boom at the Winking Wreck.
Strawberry boom boom at the Winking Rat?
That was the first time that's ever been said out loud. Yeah.
Can I have some more, please?
I had a feisty feather at Slippery Tim's.
Again, it makes no sense to humanity.
But it's perfect because this is the kind of drinks and the kind of restaurants that they had.
To me, it's always, if I can get to five questions, then I like the bit.
Right.
I need five questions. Why is Johnny going to those places? Why do they call the drinks that? Why, when he gets pulled over, does he have to say what he drank and where he drank? And what does the cop think about when he hears that? So
right.
It almost gets to that.
I had a lucky leopard at Mr. Ducky's. I had a couple of foaming swans at Mr. Frosty's.
It's always two.
It's always two.
No, it's always two.
I had a banana daiquiri up with ice at the Bahama Mama.
It's just rhythms. You guys are too good an audience. Good night, everybody. I want to thank Conan and Earwolf and Stitcher. I want to thank you all. This has been tremendous. Thank you and good night.
I really love that.
I just wrote those for this. I'm going to write a few more.
And what was the one? There was one from last time that also killed me. I can't remember
what it was.
Well,
the very first one was, I
didn't know I was swerving. I had two slippery monkeys at the Hook and Crook.
And that has a great rhythm, right?
Yes.
Slippery monkeys at the Hook and Crook.
I had two frozen pillows at the Windy Summit.
That's another question. Why is Johnny cruising around Malibu drinking these giant, exotic, sugary drinks?
But I also love that that's what gets him off. Like, the cop's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But yes. Yeah. But it's also great that he, in that condition, would be able to remember this elaborate drink and this elaborate name of the place he's been.
Because it doesn't sound nefarious. Like, if he ever went to AA,
I had too many foaming swans at Mr. Ducky's.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like, I don't know if you belong here.
No, I had 10 of them.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't seem like alcohol.
I can't seem to stop.
A strawberry boom boom at the Winking Rat.
The Winking Rat.
Were you even drinking?
Okay, so no, Dana, okay. Here's something you do that... That I love, and I think you're one of the best at it in history, which is you take two people that don't belong together and you mash them together. And I think that's obviously a lot of comedy, without getting overly analytical, because I hate that, is taking things that don't belong and putting them together.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that, but you have this way of taking people who don't belong in the same space and jamming them together, and suddenly they have to interact with each other.
Well, I can't. I mean, that one, the two operatic performances in movies that really, really last, and they last with young people too, are Robert Shaw in Jaws.
Robert Shaw in Jaws, classic, yep.
And Al Pacino's Tony Montana. So I connect those only in the operatic rhythms that will never leave your, you know, like shotgun or whatever, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, is so brilliant. So I was using him kind of discussing the Mueller report.
So who is this? This is Robert
Shaw from Jaws.
Robert Shaw from Jaws is doing the Mueller
discussing the Mueller report.
Yeah.
$25 million was spent 2 years. 4,900 interviews, 1 million documents, Chiefy. No collusion was
And the whole time he's eating a little biscuit, right?
Well, it's from the one where he's on the ship, you know, 24 go in the waters. Pretty soon that shark come around. William Barr got kind of like a doll's eyes, all black and lifeless. So it's basically taking things from history and putting them in mind.
I love that.
But you've heard my Al Pacino.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I always did this bit, and I still come back to it. And it has a lot of the nonsensical musical nonsense that I like. It's Al Pacino. It's Tony Montana at Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. So it's just that rhythm of pasa sweet potatoes. Pasa sweet potatoes. I look around the room, man. I don't see no sweet potatoes on the table. I told you, I want a KM. I want a KM or a sweet potato. But what? You don't put a sweet potato on a table? I don't know why you fuck with me, man. Why you gotta do that? Huh? I know I'll put you up to this. It's that fat bitch grandma. Look at you, man. Look at you. I see you all the time, man. You like to eat. I look at you all the time, man, you know. You got a box of chocolates. You take the chocolate out. You stick your thumb in the back. You don't get the caramel. You put it right back in the container box. Because you don't check it a guy. On a women's sampler, there's a guy. On the lid, a guy. It corresponds with a chocolate. That says coconut. You know it's a coconut, but you don't check it a guy. You never check it a guy. You're going to check it again. So that is something I love to do. It could go on.
Yes.
But you don't check it again. And sometimes that will be a 10-minute bit. But
I just love when grandma goes, she's picturing everyone else at the table belongs at a Thanksgiving table, except.
Love that.
Every part of it, man. We got a bowl of carrot corn and a carrot cake. So I love that when Pacino was doing the Cuban accent, what certain words would sort of do to his mouth and how he would say them. Like, you got a cake and a cat a corn. It's like, well, you know, that's just like, it's my head. I got a cat cake and a cat a corn. You don't do what I like with a bad cat. So anyway, fuck me. What do I got?
I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games, plus with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT Self-Setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-Setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams, They can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google LLC.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to. First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit NoFearDentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.
Ready for an amazing deal? Breezeline's fiber-powered internet starting at $19.99 per month offers the reliability you deserve and security you can trust. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, we've got all your needs covered with speeds up to 1 gig and our 2-year price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with 2 free months of internet, free equipment, and free Wi-Fi your way to protect against cyber threats. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires July 8th, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
What do you do? Are you ever alone doing this stuff and
yes.
No one's there?
Yes.
You'll be alone completely. Like, I'm just saying, you're in your bathroom. You've just brushed your teeth, but you're looking in the mirror.
Yes.
And you start to do this.
Yes. Sometimes I will.
Does your wife walk in and is it, does it upset
her? Well, it's embarrassing if she does, but I'll do it on hikes too. But if I want to extend either of those bits, I'll just practice them.
You do
myself.
It on hikes?
On
so
hikes.
A fellow hiker could be in the woods and then they could
yeah.
hear
oh, yeah.
Tony Montana at Thanksgiving yeah. dinner.
What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? I don't got a can of yam. I got a stove for stuffing. What I got to do with that? And then I'm coming around and I'll see someone hiking and then I have to pretend that I'm singing or talking or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I have to say them out loud to learn them. I'm trying to learn Javier Bardem. I want to learn him.
You want to learn Javier Bardem?
Him too.
Yeah. So I think maybe the first thing
you
do
is state school, first not thing to do Harvard.
Yeah, that's what they do when you go to Harvard is they teach you what an actor's name is.
I'm fascinated.
Just Javier Bardem. Look at Egghead over here.
Well, it's very, because I saw him at the Oscars. I went to the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
which was a fluke. You know, because Mike Myers was in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
I'd not been to the Oscars in 27 years. Suddenly, I'm in the third row center. I mean, I have the best seat, my wife and I. And I looked over and I saw Javier. Is that how you
Javier Bardem.
Javier. You get the guttural thing.
Wait, why are you Javier. Doing the ha thing?
Just that's because he's a really good friend of mine and his name is Javier.
That you is could just like say Javier.
Javier Bardem. I can do it as
no.
Pacino.
Javier Bardem.
Javier.
I don't call you son of Sassian. I call you the son of Sassian.
Okay. No, you could just say Javier.
Javier. Yes. Yeah. And so I saw him, and I'd never seen a human being that exotic looking. Like the
yes.
back of his skull was like, and then
he's very noble looking.
His mat, the face, and the, you know, and then I saw him backstage, and he says, "Why are you presenting?" I'm from Wayne's World. Well, that's no reason for you to present. Okay. But I did.
Did you do that? Could you do that scene in No Country for Old Men?
Oh, I love it. I know.
I know, but you playing with that scene about that quarter.
Yes.
I mean, you would have a lot of fun with that.
Call it. Well, I don't want to call it. I got to know what I'm betting on. Everything. It's a very quiet. You
it's
know.
Very quiet, but I also like that he's eating nuts. Javier Bardem is eating nuts, and he's talking to in No Country for Old Men, and he's at the counter with the guy in the gas station, and he's. But it does feel to me like you could do a million comedy things with him.
He's,
why are you presenting at the Oscars?
Yeah,
you know,
right? Yeah, just right up in my face. Yeah, it's basically that kind of intimidation. But yeah, he's so brilliant.
And then he says, "Don't just put that quarter back in your pocket.
Don't put it in your pocket because it mixes with the other quarters."
Yeah.
And that's not a magic quarter, is it?
Well, I don't know what I'm... It's funny about that accent, how we just accept that it's stereotypically they're not too bright people from the South. I can't figure anything out. You know, you go in and get a brain surgeon. We're going to pop off top of your skull. It's going to be real scary. We're going to dig on down deep in there, sir. I actually had a neighbor who talked like that, Mississippi Joe.
Was his name Mississippi Joe?
No, it was Joe, and I named him Mississippi Joe.
And he talked like that.
He talked like that. Good gosh. And that the bit that I based kind of around Mississippi Joe was the only thing that Netflix asked me to drop from my special.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know why. But basically, it was just a story of driving in the South. We were doing stand-up, looking for a place to eat. We met this Southern guy, super nice. You know, just, we fellas looking for something to eat. Well, we got Joe's Diner down. Go down, take a right at the Willow Tree. You see it right on the left. There's nice old food in there. But if you're hungry, I got some peach cobbler on. You can come all up my house. And I looked at him and said, we're not going up into your house, you sick fuck.
They didn't like that?
It was too much. Well, I don't know. I have a weird brand. I'm kind of like the nice guy. That's why I've had confusing things happen to me throughout my life. People, is he edgy? Is he not? Is he dark? Is he light? Is he what? You know.
Oh, I mean, people that think,
get confused.
It's just going to be friendly, family-friendly comedy from nice Dana Carvey, and then you go super dark.
It, or they just don't know. When I did the show on ABC, they just thought the church lady was a primetime character, but it was very subversive in actuality. You're naughty bulbous, and we don't like Jesus and Satan. You know, I mean, it was not ready for 9:30 at night,
right.
But they thought it was.
Right.
Sorry, Robert Iger. Congratulations on the Avengers. That's fascinating. But anyway,
you follow those movies? Do you follow the Avenger movies?
I kind of do. You know, I'm more 2001. I saw it three times at the ArcLight when it was reissued. The final time I saw it in the Dome with only two people down below, so a private screen.
2001 Space Odyssey. 2001 you watched it Space Odyssey. Three times when they reissued it.
I watch it twice a year. It's like a meditation to me. I think it's absolute genius. Don't you?
Oh,
2001?
You know what? My son hasn't seen it yet, and I want to show it to him.
He started that. When they're outside the spaceship.
Yeah.
Why are you presenting at the Oscars?
I'll tell you something interesting about the Oscars. Not a joke. So I was right. I saw Bradley Cooper come out. Very nervous. Give him a lot of credit. Gaga's there. So we're right on top of him. He's like, how you doing, girl? And it was slightly wobbly. And then he got right into it. It was hitting it. And then toward the end, he goes on the piano. Now, where I'm seated, exactly in the third row, I could see right past Mike's head and
Rami Malek?
Sorry.
Yeah, you just don't care about anyone's name.
I think Kenan you're trying Brown to put too much of a spin
why?
On it. Yeah.
Why, Keenan?
Oh, I'm here with Keenan O'Brien.
But they're singing, and she can play with one hand, and they're like, in the shadows, la, 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 in the shadows, la, la. So she had one hand on the piano and another hand someplace else. I'm not going to say, but I think I'm the only person who saw what was going on that night. In the shadows, yeah. In the shadows, nah, yeah. Yeah. Look, what? You know from the angle, she played with one hand. There was another hand free.
Yeah, what did you see?
I just saw in the shadows, yeah. In the shadows, yeah. I don't know what I saw, and I don't want to say, but they were brilliant, and I love everybody. Brad.
I love everybody.
Brad Cooper.
You're a big, what's up about Norm MacDonald? You're a Norm MacDonald fan?
Yes. He's kind of like, I don't know, he's like a Mark Twain or something in a way.
Yeah.
In his own twisted brilliant way.
He has always been one of my favorites. One of my favorite interviews because I never know where he's going to go. I never know what's going to happen. I don't think he knows what's going to happen.
I love when he takes figures of speech, I guess would be the word, and he just twists them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they say, red sky at night is a sailor's delight, right? Red sky at night is sailor's delight. You think a sailor's delight would be like some rum and a whore, you know? I mean, he takes it, you know what I mean? They say a penny saved is a penny earned. Well, that's 100% return, more like 1/100th of a penny earned. You know what I'm saying? Norm MacDonald.
You know what I used to love that he would do on my show, and I'm sure he's done it on other shows too, but I've never seen anyone do this before. He would come on with, you know, everyone has to tell stories when they come on a talk show. Norm would come on and he'd start talking And it would become clear immediately that he's just telling an old joke from like the 1920s.
Right, as if it's his experience.
But he would say like, hey, Conan, you know, I'm doing a good one. But hey, Conan, it's good to get us. And I'd be like, well, yeah, hey, Norm, what you up to today? Well, I bought a farm. You bought a farm, Norm? Yeah, I bought myself a farm. And just the other day, a salesman comes along. And I'm thinking, what? And it's, you know, it's like 2015. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, comes to me and he says, I got three daughters. And I'm like, what are you? And then he tells a joke from 1925, but it's hilarious. And he just says like, yeah, this happened to me. Fuck you. I'm not going to tell a story about going to Walmart. I'm going to tell you about the farmer's daughter.
He deconstructs everything. I mean, that was his autobiography, right? It was sort of made up stories. And give me, what's a figure of speech? Normatize it.
Like a penny saved.
Well, that we already did that one.
Oh. Kill two birds with one stone.
How about this one?
No wonder we don't know anything.
How about this one? Early to bed. The early bird gets the worm.
The early bird gets the worm, right? You know what I mean? But, worms are kind of, they're there pretty much all day, so the early bird's not the only one that gets the worms, so. Why does anyone want a worm, I mean, I don't know what it's like to be normal. Funny, really, Conan. So you're doing the podcast, a special thing with Dan Agarno, right?
No one ever got my name right during my life.
Dana. It's a girl's name. Conan. That's weird. What are you in a gladiator movie?
That's what happened when I was a kid. People used to say, like,
hey, you really? I'm sorry. I saw a single tear.
No. They'd be like, hey, where's your sword? This was in Boston. Where's your sword?
That sounds like, that almost sounds like, Mike Tyson's new podcast. Have you ever hear it? It's really
fun. No, I haven't heard it.
It's called Hot Boxing. And he's like, he tells stories, like when I was in prison, they said, I had a ball in prison, I had steaks every day and everything. And then he said, you can buy animals, and I said, okay, I like a tiger, I would like really. I mean, it's mesmerizing.
And he tells you, this is real stuff?
Yeah, I bought a tiger. I came back and I had four cubs and I raised the tigers, it's this great raising tigers. This is a very cool voice. He's mesmerizing.
Yeah. Did you like prison, Mike? Did you enjoy it?
I had a ball in prison. They bring me menus and stuff.
You got menus?
Oh yeah, I had all wired in prison. I had a good time in prison. I never ate good food like that. It was the best food I've had in my life.
Best food you've had in your life was when you went to prison.
Yeah, I got the prison guard. She's this lady. I got her pregnant. I had a lot of sex.
This is a true story.
I had a lot of sex in prison.
He says he had sex in prison.
Yeah. I had a lot of sex in prison. I ate a lot of food in prison. I had a great time in prison.
I don't know if it's Mike Tyson, but it's a fun character.
Damn. I'm shocked that he, I've got to listen to that podcast.
Hot Boxing. Anyway, we'll be right back.
we are out of time on this one, right?
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Man, another one flew by. These go too quickly.
Yeah, that one went very fast. I had a ball here, but this goes very fast.
What did you prefer, Mike? Did you prefer this podcast we just did with Dana Carvey or being imprisoned?
I had a ball in prison. This is a great podcast. This is a great podcast, but I used to get all the podcasts in prison.
And all the best steaks.
I don't know. I guess I do a Mike Tyson now.
You do, as of now.
All right.
We'll take a break. That is it for... today's quick episode with Dana Carvey. Tune in for another
Thank
one,
you.
Or I pity you.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend with Sonam Ovsesian and Conan O'Brien as himself. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco and Chris Bannon and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Special thanks to Jack White for the theme song. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and the show is engineered by Will Beckton. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia. Often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
People think the new fresh fragrances from Glade are fresher than fresh, like artist Priscilla.
This smells like houses in the Hamptons, champagne toast down in Brazil. Smells like anything you think could happen, probably will.
Explore the new Glade Fresh collection today.